Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association wants to invite you to one of their fall gatherings coming up over the next couple of weeks, providing OCA members and other cattle producers an opportunity to fellowship with area cattlemen in a casual atmosphere while gaining tips on how to protect your livelihood and enhance production practices. Coming up November 9th, they'll be in Fort Gibson, November 12th in Elgin, November 17th in Poteau, and November 23rd in Putnam. For details, call the OCA 405-235-4391 or go to okcattleman.org.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we're putting together the total package that totals up at harvest.
Well, we start with high-performance trait packages.
Pioneer brand corn products combine world-class genetics with advanced seed treatments and tested and trusted traits to bring you elite performance.
Our hybrids are bred to yield.
Bring in the agronomic insights and unmatched service and support from your local team, and you'll get results that add up in your fields.
We help put the right products on each acre.
Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The full text of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, out, and now we're starting to see some of the details, good and bad, of what it'll do for U.S. agriculture. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Philip Ellis, their president, says it's not perfect, but it looks like a pretty good deal for the cattle industry. He says that the TPP will immediately reduce the tariff to Japan, our largest market for U.S. beef, from 38.5% to 27.5%, and tariffs will continue to decrease, in some cases be eliminated, over the next 15 years. All in all, he says TPP is an outstanding start. No More Food Fights. That's the name of a book that was written a couple of years ago now by Michelle Payne Knoper, who's out of Indiana and does ag advocacy all across the country, talking to agriculture groups about how you engage consumers in discussing ag issues. And she says it's important that you're doing that on an ongoing basis, not just reacting when something bad comes up on the news about farming and ranching.
How do we really get our arms around giving a thoughtful response to some of the crazy things that we seem to be hearing these days?
Well, Ron, I think the best way that we can give a thoughtful response is to make sure it's not just a response, that we're actually out there talking before the issues hit the frying pan, if you will. So, for example, in my audience is an FFA and up in Saskatoon yesterday and here today with Angus, I talk about if you weren't complaining about Subway a month ago, if you weren't talking to Subway about why you're using antibiotics, or if you weren't talking to others about why we do, in fact, use antibiotics to protect our animals because it's the right thing to do as far as animal welfare, then you probably shouldn't be complaining when the decisions like that are made. The reality is, we all know it, there's a great deal of pressures that are on production agriculture today, particularly animal agriculture, when it comes to a number of these issues. So to me, it's about proactive response rather than defensive response, which we seem to excel at in agriculture. And don't get me wrong, I'm a farm girl. I believe in what we do. I love farmers. I absolutely know that we are doing the right thing. But the reality is we can't wait till tomorrow to tell our story. If you're not out there sharing images, shaking hands, doing something simple today. I ask people for 15 minutes and No More Food Fights a day on telling their story. But if you're not doing that today, then don't complain tomorrow.
Ag advocate and a mom and a dairy farmer from Indiana, Michelle Payne Knoper. We've been kind of traveling the same circuit lately. She was at FFA. We were there as well. And she was also speaking to Angus producers this week at the Angus Means Business Convention going on up in Overland Park, Kansas. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Livestock Auction Special Female Replacement Sale coming up this Saturday, November 7th, 11 a.m. at Apache, Oklahoma. About 700 head of quality fall and spring calving cows and heifers to be sold, including 280 A-eyed heifers, 120 pasture bred from one ranch, all bred to low birth weight Gardner Angus Ranch bulls, 300 head of fall and spring calving cows and heifers from local reputable consigners. For more information, contact the folks at Apache Livestock Auction, 888-926-9696. That's a look at your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.